When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. We're going to go ahead and get right on into this week's episode. Last week, we talked about self-abandonment and self-trust. And so in this week's episode, I want to carry it a step further and talk about or ask you, do you know how to be in community with yourself? Do you know how to be your own best friend? Okay, so really quick, if you did not get a chance to listen to that episode, I would encourage you to either before you listen to this one in full or after you listen to this one in full, go ahead and just go back one episode to last Monday's episode and give that one a listen, because that one was powerful too. So let's go ahead and get into this week. I want to ask you again, do you know how to be your own best friend? Do you know how to be in community with yourself? One thing that I have learned as it pertains to being in community with other Black women, it can become performative if you don't know how to first tend to your own needs. So if we want to experience the fullness and the deepness of relationships that we can have with other Black women, and we want to support them and to celebrate them and to love them, but do it in a genuine way, you first really have to know how to be that for yourself. So I know it sounds crazy me asking, like, do you know how to be in community with yourself? When you think about community, you're thinking people. You're thinking at least two people, sis. You're thinking a group setting, a group vibe. You know what I mean? And I get that. So obviously, in the technical sense, I guess you can't be in quote-unquote community by yourself. But obviously, or hopefully you get the gist of what I'm saying, but like the vibe of what I'm saying is really allowing yourself to be on, like, internally in community with yourself, and in turn, just knowing how to be your own BFF. Because again, if you can't do it for yourself, like, what does RuPaul say? If you can't love yourself, how the hell can you love anybody else? I mean, that's literally what we are talking about here. So, you know, you want community, you want to be seen, you want to be supported, you want to be held, you want people to have a safe space for you, you want to be able to reciprocate that. But, you know, I find it, I don't want to say odd, but it's curious that, you know, some of us, we aren't even really good at tending to our own stuff, tending to our own needs. And for some of us, it just wasn't something that was ever talked about. It wasn't something that was modeled. It wasn't something that was kind of like a centering or grounding kind of experience for us to have. And so a lot of us grew up without knowing how to engage in loving ways with other women in our community. And so we end up missing out on something so very special. And you don't have to have 50-11 friends to be in community with other Black women. You can have 50 friends, you can have 3 friends, you know, but it's not so much the number, it's about the care and what it means to be a cohesive community with each other. But you know, we're craving that softness, we're craving that support, we're craving that tenderness, we're craving that love. But and we can give it, even though I question how genuine it is, even though you mean it wholeheartedly, of course. But we want that stuff, and then we want to give it in return. But when it comes to us tending to ourselves and being in community with ourselves and being our own best friend, it's like we ghost ourselves. We just say deuces, peace out. Like it's too hard, or it's not something I can do. And we just kind of like I said, we just abandon, we just ghost ourselves. So here's the real: if you've never learned how to be with yourself, if your relationships with others just doesn't feel right, again, it feels deep down, and you know if it's performative deep down. You may not want to admit it, but you know if you've ever had relationships where it was just kind of like you going through the motions for whatever reason, or it just felt performative, but you know deep down it doesn't feel right, or it feels incomplete. I'm going to say you're not allowing yourself to bring your full self to the experience. You're not allowing yourself to be a part of the community that you so desperately crave and so desperately want to be a part of. There's something that's not allowing you to do that. And I really want you to just ask yourself, like, do I know how to be in community with myself? So you're probably asking, well, what the hell does that mean? What does it mean to be in community with yourself? Because again, like I said before, community means it's more than one person, sis. It's like a shared experience. It's just being in the presence with of other Black women. And I know I keep saying Black women, but that's, you can be in community with whoever you want. Okay, but I am talking to and about specifically Black women. That is who I center on this podcast. I'm not telling you not to be friends with anyone else, but just hear me clearly. In case you didn't know, like if you're new here, I only speak to the experience, the goodwill, the love, etc. of Black women, okay? So I'm not telling you who to be friends with or anything along those lines, all right? But I do want you to make sure that whomever you choose to be in community with, they know, you know, what the deal is. And they're not just time wasters, you know, or they're not just using you as the, well, I have Black friends, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I digress. But yeah, community is in the presence of other people. It's witnessed, you know, you're witnessing each other in community. So you aren't necessarily alone in a traditional community, right? But I feel like you can create practices that mirror being in community, and you can just do it kind of like internally. So for example, in community, you get to speak, be heard. You also get to hold space and listen. In community, you get to give love, and you also get to receive love. You get to you get to just hold space and heal, and you can do that with yourself as well. So to be clear, it's not necessarily like this is an isolation thing, because I know some of us, myself included, we are introverted, but I'm not talking about that right now. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. If you're introvert, which like I am, ambivert, extrovert, those are all beautiful things, okay? But it has nothing to do with how you classify yourself as far as like I'm introverted, I'm not introverted, et cetera. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about intentionally gathering within yourself, okay? That, just being in that practice of learning how to be your own best friend, learning how to be in community with yourself where you're not just doing performative stuff, or you're, you know what I'm saying? You're able to be real and raw, tender, love yourself, take care of yourself. You can do that for others. And also you will know, because you'll have like a baseline of like where your spirit is being fed. You know what I'm saying? Like when you are in your friend groups, in your circles, when you're in community with other Black women, based on how you tend to yourself, you'll know if something is kind of like a red flag or something don't hit your spirit right. You know what I'm saying? You'll know because of how you have been tending to yourself and how you have been in community internally with yourself, with these like communal type of community practices. All right. So I did some journaling around this. Just like I said last week, girl, I'm always talk about some journaling. Okay. Get you a journal, sis. I don't know how many times I can stress this. Any client that I work with, I'm going to tell you, do you have a journal? Do you have a journal or some way to document what your thoughts are and reflect and how you feel and what you're experiencing? You need to have a place to like make space for that. You need to have a space to document that kind of stuff, okay? But I did some journaling recently, and I was just asking myself, as I tend to do, listen, speaking of being in community with yourself, like I'm not saying that I do it perfectly, but I really do try to go deeper than surface level with myself, because I want to experience the fullness of life. I want to be rooted in, you know, all good things. And because of my background, there were specific things that I need to heal from. So I can't necessarily be like a surface level kind of person with myself all the time. So like if I need to call myself out on some BS, I will do that. If I need to hold myself with tenderness, I will do that. If I need to just let myself talk and blow off steam, I will do that. If I need to take myself out to a nice lunch. Like, anyway, I am just really learning how to be my own best friend. So I was asking myself, like, if I were my best friend, what are some things that I would do for myself? And some of the things that I want to just give you as an example would be having my back. Having my back. Treating myself to a nice lunch. Making myself something to eat, healthy or just really scrumptious. and writing a cute little love note, just on a whim, buying myself some flowers, going with me to the gym, hyping myself up like I just won a damn Grammy, okay, for doing something that was either hard or, you know, in other words, just like celebrating the small wins, the big wins, and everything in between. Let's see, I'm trying to look at my journal here, which is not quite in front of me. Telling myself the truth with love, encouraging me through hard times, little brunch dates, giving me advice, like I said before, even if it's like, you know, just don't pull punches. Like if you see something that I might be kind of like shying away from, just saying the thing. Right. And making space for that with love, having little inside jokes. So just things like that. Also, I would say not pretending, like allowing me space to not pretend that everything's OK, not allowing me to feel like I have to carry the load by myself. And also how I talk to myself. Just treating myself more gentle or more gently with my words and with my actions, instead of just ripping and tearing myself apart. And I got really, really good at that. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, some of you also have gotten really, really good with tearing yourself down, ripping yourself apart. Your backstory may not be necessarily exactly the same as mine, but we kind of still ended up in the same place for some of these things, right? So, yeah, I just journaled through that and just asking, like, what are some things that I can do as my own best friend? And am I being a good friend to myself? And you know, when you make that list, when you make a list of these reflections, these maybe raw reflections where you just allow yourself to be honest and say the things that come up, a shift kind of like happens. And you'll realize, have I been a good friend to myself? Have I been a loyal friend to myself? Have I been a generous friend to myself? I love that one, generosity. Have I been, did I say loving already? Have I been a loving friend to myself, a supportive friend to myself, a fun friend to myself, right? Like whatever it is that you're looking for, have you been those things to yourself? And then ask yourself, have I been those things to everybody else? Like in other words, have you been those things for everybody else but you? That is the point. Black women, we are so good at masking and we are so good at pretending that things are fine, even though, you know, it's just chaos and pandemonium around us. We are so good at just making sure that everyone's okay. And we just give and we give and we're left sometimes with no energy. We're nothing. We're just depleted. We are depleting ourselves as we take care of all the things, right? And so if you're being your best friend, you would recognize that and you wouldn't sweep it under the rug. You would just be very honest with that, right? So to me, you know, it doesn't look like you're being a best friend to yourself if you're overextending yourself. If someone's like, hey, I need somebody to cook, for so-and-so's birthday party, you're like, oh, I can do that. And then they like, and I need you to go pick up Big Mama from the airport. You're like, okay, check, got that. What else you need? And then I'm going to need you to go to the ATM and get about $300 so we can buy all the ribs. You're like, okay, bet. I can, in your mind, you're like, my money's a little short, but they good for it. They'll pay me back. You know what I'm saying? So just like different ways that we really just overextend ourselves and we just overgive. Another way is over apologizing. That is something that it is just something that I have dealt with for so long and I've gotten so much better. I'm so thankful for the healing that I've been able to just kind of like work through and things I've been able to process on this journey. But I don't do it perfectly, okay? But just like the over-explaining, the over-apologizing, that one's a tough one. Swallowing things down, your emotions, you feel in some kind of way, you want to say something so bad, it's on the tip of your tongue, but you know or you feel that for whatever reason, you can't say it, it's never the right time, you don't want to make somebody mad, you don't want that person to walk away, you don't want to risk it turning into a bad situation because they don't know how to be emotionally mature. You're carrying the weight of whatever that relationship is. You know, as a side note, you know a snack is elite when it causes conversation, right? And let's be real, Wonderful Pistachios, yeah, they're that snack. Whether it's the crunch, the flavor, or the fact that they just hit every single time, people are always going to have something good to say. And there's a flavor for every vibe, from classic favorites to bold options like sweet chili and salt and pepper. Personally, I'm all about the in-shell roasted and salted because there's just something about cracking them open that just makes snack time even better. Oh, and let's not forget, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Pistachios are known for their protein power, their fiber, and better for you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help keep you feeling fuller longer. So whether you're snacking solo or sharing the love, get snacking and get cracking with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Summer is here, and so it's time to swap out the heavy hoodies and sweats for breezy, elevated pieces like Quince European Linen Collection. Story time. When I moved to Arkansas, I told you that I had donated most of my wardrobe, but listen, I held on to my Quince European Linen shorts and pants because they're timeless. They're elevated, they're lightweight, and they are perfect for the hot, humid days of summer. So I am going to be wearing these pieces to the farmer's market, to lunch dates, and even the pool. Quince wins at sustainable luxury because everything is half the price of similar brands. So from linen shorts starting at just $30 to luxe bathing suits and soft Italian leather sandals, Quince has your summer staples covered. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/self-care for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/self-care to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/self-care. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. If you have ever been in a relationship with someone who is not capable of being emotionally mature, that shit, excuse my French, is exhausting. I don't know if you realize this, if you've taken the time to understand this, but it is so exhausting because you are pulling double time, double duty, trying to keep that relationship afloat, which is damn near, it's not possible because there are things that need to be said, things that need to be aired, things that need to be brought to light that you can't even do because the other person cannot handle the truth, or they won't handle the truth. They want to use you as like their verbal punching bag, or unfortunately, well, that's already unfortunate, obviously, unfortunately, they get so worked up, they think that it's okay to be physical in one way or another. It's just a mess, girl. And I hope that you realize that you deserve better. And if you need to cut somebody off, if you need to move on from a relationship, if you need to set some boundaries, whatever it is you need to do to be safe and to support yourself as your best friend, okay, I'm going to need you to go ahead and take care of that and do that, okay? Because you definitely deserve better. People that are emotionally immature and that do not care that they are emotionally immature, they think that you are always in the wrong. It's always about you. You are the problem. You are the mistake. You are challenging them. You are talking back. You don't know anything. They're always right. And what I say goes. Like, bruh. Or I should say sis. I always say bruh. Sis, like, nah. That ain't it. That is not it. And I don't care who that person is. Okay. I don't care who that person is. That is not it. All right. But anyway, if you gotta hold back on what you can say, if you gotta not allow your emotions, whatever they are, like if someone won't allow you to be happy because they're mad at something, if someone won't allow you to feel your feelings, they're telling you, well, you shouldn't be crying about this anymore. Like whatever, if they cannot handle your listen, if they can't handle your emotions and are causing you to like just swallow them down, it's a no for me. But moving on, let me get back to my notes here. So being your best friend, what it doesn't look like, ignoring your physical needs. This is also a part of like overextending. Actually, it's probably a part of all of them, but just ignoring your physical needs. If you need a nap, but in your mind, you're like, nah. You know, I, even though my eyes are just so tired, my body, I have a headache and my body's tired. I got to keep doing the things, you know, or if you're not making sure that you're checking in, did you drink your water today? Did you eat something healthy? Did you take your medicine? Do you have your list of medicines that you need to take? Like whatever the case may be, your physical needs matter. Black women, I have said this recently, and I really believe this. We need advocates for our health. We need advocates for our health because this healthcare system is raggedy. It profits off of your pain. It profits off of your dis-ease. It profits off of your sickness. Like, they don't care about Black women the way that we deserve. Okay, so we need some healthcare advocates. And really quickly, I want to let you know that I am going to be starting a little beta program where if you have a medical appointment coming up, you got to see a therapist, a doctor, like a gynecologist, whatever, general practitioner. And if you've ever gone into like that medical environment where you have felt super nervous, which is normal, by the way, getting stressed or anxious about going to the doctor, the dentist, you know what I'm saying? It can be normal. Okay, it's not a fun experience all the time, obviously. And these doctors, a lot of times, if they even care, okay, and don't want you to be treated like a number, they're so busy that they have to see this person, this person, this person. They're overbooked. They've got people coming in back to back to back to back. So you get in there, you've waited in the lobby for 35 minutes. They finally call you. You get back there, you're naked, booty butt naked with a little thing on, and they give you 5-10 minutes of your time, and they're out. You ain't got to ask a question. You forgot. You didn't write anything down. You don't know what to ask. You're feeling nervous because they're saying something and you're just like, what? You know what I'm saying? They're not explaining things the way that makes sense to you. So I am going to be creating a Google Doc. We're gonna test this, you and I, all right, if you're interested. And depending on the capacity that I have to do this. But we all need someone that can kind of like help us prepare for these meetings. And so what I would like to do is create like a health advocacy program for Black women where even though I can't necessarily be with you in person, obviously, but maybe we meet 15, 20 minutes, a few days before your appointment. And I ask you specific things, you know, do you have your list of questions or how are you feeling? What do you want to get out of this meeting? You know what I'm saying? Who can go with you? Who can support you? Are you able to record the meeting? So just different things like that, that you may not be in a place to think of necessarily, or just even to be heard. Okay, just even to be heard so that you feel a little more confident and secure going in there because you have a bit of a plan. Plus, you know that you've been heard and you've been able to talk through and think through some things before you step foot into that office. Okay, so definitely more to come on that. All right, but back to what I was saying. The last thing I would say is you're not being your own best friend if you can always hype up other people and cheer them on and support other people, but you keep ghosting yourself. You keep ghosting your goals. You keep ghosting your vision. You keep ghosting your dreams. I'm the expert on that too, unfortunately. But like I mentioned in a podcast episode, maybe last year, I'm not even sure, but I said that in 2025, like, I'm no longer playing these little reindeer games. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not wasting time. So you got to be able to hype yourself up and stay in alignment with whatever your personal goals are, okay? You would not let your bestie move like that if she was doing something that you saw, if she was talking to herself some kind of way or whatever the case may be. You'd be like, bestie, go lay down, leave it for tomorrow, or bestie, you know your doctor said you're not supposed to be having all that salt, so here's a link to this season's salt that's low sodium, okay? Or like, bestie, you know you didn't drink no water today, but you sitting up here trying to drink some wine coolers, whatever the case may be, okay? I'm just saying, we can do that for other people, but it's so damn hard for us to do that for ourselves. It has become normalized for Black women to we are just an afterthought. Okay, we are just an afterthought. And that is not when you're doing it for other people, but you can't do it for yourself. I don't feel like you're doing it from a place of 100% realness. It's performative. You're in survival mode. Okay, you're doing it for one reason or another. And we have got to get out of that. We have got to get out of that. So being in internal, okay, community, to be clear, can look like checking in with yourself daily, reflecting daily, talking to yourself like you got some damn sense, treating yourself with love and kindness and compassion, creating space to feel your emotions no matter what, giving yourself a window of time to rest. I'm going to say this, and I'm saying it with love, okay? Speaking of rest, don't come for me. I don't care if you do. But some of us, and I have been guilty of this as well, I'm not pointing fingers, but this has to be said. When I think about self-care and being in community with myself and community with other Black women and making space for that and resting and all those things and staying in alignment with our goals and stuff like that, one of the problems that I have is that some of us, we spend so much damn time online worrying about what these damn influencers and celebs are doing, especially those of them who literally have nothing to do with our goals, how we want to heal, how we want to show up, how we want to love, how we want to be ourselves, how we want to move through this life. I'm not saying that we cannot be entertained. I'm not saying that at all, sis. So please hear my heart when I say this, but we are putting so much, some of us, I should say, are putting so much stock and weight behind these celebrities. Keep in mind, these celebrities are millionaires and billionaires, some of them, okay? And I don't fault them for making a living. It's not about them, it's about you. It's about us. That all that attention that you have been giving to, you know, running behind celebs, trying to stay up on the latest and greatest movies and TV shows and trying to be all the places online, taking 3 hours before your head hits the pillow at, you know, 11:49 p.m. and you got to be up in the morning for work the next day at 5:15. Like, make it make sense, sis. And I'm not blaming you. We know that things are set up there. Everything is connected, okay? And we don't have time for this conversation for me to go off on a tangent like that. But it's, again, I'm not blaming, shaming, guilting, pointing the finger. I just want to be real with you. I feel like I can do that and say, I want you as your own bestie to think about how much time and energy and even resources. Sometimes we are going to see a Chris Brown concert. Why? Number one, I don't know. Okay. Why any of us are still supporting Chris Brown? I do not know, but I digress. Some of us are going out there and spending hundreds of dollars on these experiences and these concerts when we don't even have the money to make rent. We don't have the money to make groceries. And again, I'm not saying don't have fun. I want you to have fun. I'm not saying, you know, don't treat yourself. Don't have experiences. Don't go do things and have like do fun. Yes, do that, girl. Live your best life. However, ask yourself, am I being my best friend? If you feel like, yes, spending $279 for a ticket is really right now what I need, I'm okay with the consequences. Something's going to come through soon. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Yes, do it, please. I want you to do things that make sense, that are going to pour into your self-care, where you're healing your vessel, you're loving yourself, you're tending to yourself, you're liberating, living a life more liberated. I want that for you. So again, I'm not telling you to buy, don't buy. I'm not saying that. There are definitely things that make for a better life and make for a better experience when we buy certain things and we do certain experiences. But what I'm saying is, like, if you are taking time, energy that could be going into your rest, your care, your gentleness, your tenderness, your sustainability, like all those things, I really want you to make sure that it makes sense before you do it, okay? I really want you to make sense. Make sure that it makes sense before you do it. Being your bestie ain't always cute, sis. I know it's not. Listen, I know it's not always fun and sunshine and rainbows to be your own bestie, but that's the thing. That's the thing. You have to be able to love yourself so much no matter what that you can be real and do the things for yourself that you deserve, okay? again, it's not always cute, but it's like, if you don't know yourself, know your wants, your needs, or if you do know them and you're ignoring them, you're ghosting them to people please or give to others or pour into someone else, it's like, ma'am, that's not, how is that working for you? How is that going for you? How is your life right now? Real talk. How is your life? So we have to learn how to be our own best friend and be in community with ourselves. It is definitely, when you are in community with yourself in a healthy way, it is definitely for the better good of all Black women in your circle. Okay, so we really need to learn how to treat ourselves better. All right. So by the way, if this episode was like giving, yes, girl, you identify with so many things I was talking about, or just kind of like pull something out of you and you are ready to rebuild the relationship with yourself. You are ready to be your own bestie. You are ready to really get to where the self-love and the healing and just the space to be resides, I want to work with you. I don't know if you know this, but I'm just letting you know, I offer self-care coaching sessions for Black women, only for Black women who are tired of self-abandonment and ready to just be in community with yourself and bring it on back home. We're going to unpack the loops that you are in, them cycle, that hamster wheel you keep running on. Believe me, I have some hamster wheels myself. We're going to look at those loops and those cycles. We're going to just hold some space for your truths. Again, no shame, no guilt, no judgment. Okay. And we're going to help you to just identify some areas that need a little zhuzhing, a little rebuild. Okay. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Go ahead and book a session and let's get this popping. All right. So this week, I want you to ask yourself just one question in case you forgot what it was, is, am I being my own best friend? If you want to take it a step further, which I definitely encourage, ask yourself, if I were my best friend, okay, because you said you're your best friend, right? If I'm my best friend, what things would I be doing for myself right now? What things would a best friend be doing for me right now that I can do for myself? And then do it. Do it, sis. No shame, no guilt, no judgment, no whatever. Like, just make no delay. Go out there and do it. And that is how you're going to stop searching for care and you start to operate from a place where you are the care. You're not searching for it and running yourself ragged, hoping someone will, finally see you and see how hard you're out here in these streets working and give you permission to do these things. No, you're going to stop chasing the care and you're going to become the care for yourself. All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Make sure you like, rate, subscribe, leave a comment on Spotify if that is where you're listening. And I will see you next week. In the meantime, have a blessed one. And I'll see you next Monday on the next episode. Take care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.